Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
He's a significant component of what we do, particularly relative to some of the things that Indy does well. He is a central figure in our secondary in terms of run defense, for example. He covers tight ends oftentimes in passing circumstances, and so certainly we have some adapting to do in terms of how we divide the labor up this week. But that's always the case when you lose someone, particularly someone significant. It's not a one-person job, it's a multi-person job, and that's the spirit in which we're planning as we sit here today. There'll be several people given an opportunity to meet the demands of what he does for us. I think we're always open for business, particularly as we get close to the trade deadline. We're always buyers. We're always trying to position ourselves to be the best that we can be this year. But that not only applies to the secondary that you asked about, I'm sure that applies to all three phases of the game.
My palms are sweating. I think it's because I was so laughably wrong about the hollow, hallowed ground thing. I am uncomfortable.
It doesn't feel good, does it?
Sure doesn't. That was pure idiocy.
And people are being not nice to you now, aren't they?
I deserve it. But I'll read a couple of compliments. Crowley, you're one of the heart and souls of 93.7 The Fan. No one else I'd love to listen to get off work every time. Every team gels so well together. I love it. I truly don't think it'd get any better. Thank you. I don't think the Steelers can really get any better. Bang, transition, Marconi. They bring in Kyle Duggar from the New England Patriots. He's a strong safety. He's a box guy. He comes downhill. He helps stop the run. He has played a majority of his career in the box. I saw Matt Williamson of Steelers.com. He had the snap counts. I will effort to find them for you. He has played the vast majority of his career around the line of scrimmage, has Kyle Duggar. 2,049 snaps in the box, 755 in the slot, 230 outside the numbers, and 925 at free safety. So he has played some free safety, but this guy's a strong. And the Steelers, they get a 7th-round pick in addition to Kyle Duggar. They give up a 6th-round pick to the New England Patriots. Duggar, he's a pedigree guy. He was the 32nd overall pick, 2nd-rounder in the 2020 draft. He's played 81 games, started 69 with the Patriots the last 5 years. Ian Rappaport added the Patriots are paying most of the $5.4 million that's left on Kyle Duggar's original base salary of $9.75 million plus the $1 million per game roster bonuses. So that completes the deal. The final two contract years have been wiped out, according to his sources. So Kyle Duggar will be a free agent after the 2025 season. This move is a big old meh for me, and I'm interested to hear how you feel about it at 412-928-9370. We talked yesterday about the Marquez Valdez-Scantling signing. That is not yet official. Mike Tomlin would not confirm it yesterday at his press conference. Jeremy Fowler and Jordan Schultz had reported that that was done. Jerry Dulac reported yesterday that if he is signed, it will not happen until next week. So I don't know what the hell's going on there, but I actually like that move if they get it across the finish line. This one for me is a big nothing burger. for a couple of different reasons. Yeah, this upgrades the talent level of the Steelers because Chuck Clark isn't very good and it's very little risk. But why does New England not want this guy? This is the second safety the Steelers have acquired that have recently been in New England, and they haven't even used Peppers. Peppers played 13 snaps on Sunday night. Meanwhile, Chuck Clark played 55. They're not even playing the right guys now. Now, maybe that's because Peppers didn't jump on the moving train, but he's a more talented player than Chuck Clark. He's a better player than Chuck Clark, and they're not even playing the right guy now. So what makes you think they're going to play Kyle Duggar correctly? What makes you think this guy's going to be able to get onto a moving train? And the Patriots, by the by, are 6-2. You've already beat them. So should you finish tied in the standings at the end of the season, you've got the tiebreaker over the New England Patriots. That tells me that the Patriots, that brass, doesn't think all that highly of the Steelers. And it tells me they don't think all that highly of Kyle Duggar. I think they got a good thing going in New England. I think the head coach, Mike Vrabel, is pretty damn good at his job. I think he's a pretty damn good defensive evaluator. He was a pretty damn good linebacker for a long time in the NFL. Caught some touchdown passes, too. He ran so that Spencer Anderson could walk. If the Patriots are giving up now on their second safety, and both guys wind up in Pittsburgh, why am I supposed to think that this is going to make a dramatic impact on what is statistically the worst pass defense in the NFL? Oh, yeah. And by the way, this doesn't really help the pass defense all that much. He's a box safety. He's going to be a watered-down version of Deshaun Elliott. And this just in, this defense, I know Elliott's been in and out of the lineup. It's the worst in the league against the pass, and that guy's been playing for you. Kyle Duggar should be a talent upgrade, a pedigree upgrade over Chuck Clark. He should be an upgrade, from a talent standpoint, I think, over Peppers. But he's not better than Deshaun Elliott. And the Steelers' defense stunk with Deshaun Elliott. And there comes a time when you wonder just how much they have to throw at this defense before it works. Like, that's where I am on this. It's not a terrible trade. Again, it's low risk, and you wind up recouping a seventh-round pick, and you're not paying the full freight, and he's a free agent after the year, but shouldn't TJ Watt be enough? Shouldn't Alex Highsmith be enough? Shouldn't Nick Herbig and Patrick Queen and Peyton Wilson and Darius Slay and Joey Porter Jr. be enough? And Jalen Ramsey? Like, the Steelers have the highest paid defense in the NFL. They've just added roughly $6 million to that payroll. They're just going to keep spending money on defense, keep giving up assets for defense. And it's like putting a new paint job on a rusty car. It's going to look better, but the car's still rusted out. It just doesn't move the needle for me. This is a defense that's the highest paid in the NFL, coordinated by a guy that I guess is respected around the NFL and Terrell Austin, because he keeps getting defensive coordinator jobs. The head coach is a quote-unquote defensive mastermind in Mike Tomlin, making darn near $20 million bucks a year. And they just keep spending money on that side of the ball. And Steelers fans tweeting left and right last night, oh, what a move. Oh, you're cooking, Omar. Great job, Omar. The con man. The con artist. Omar's coming. Yeah, just keep spending money and resources on this defense. It wasn't good, hasn't been good, with one of the highest paid edge rushers in the NFL, with an all-pro safety corner slot guy, jack of all trades, Jalen Ramsey. But I'm sure Kyle Duggar is going to push this thing over the edge. Kyle Duggar is going to save the Steelers defense. Kyle Duggar is going to save the Steelers season. Come on. When is enough enough on the defensive side? Just keep adding to a defense that has names and stars everywhere. When you've got a defensive-minded head coach, you should actually have to spend less money, less resources on the defensive side of the football. You would expect your defensive-minded head coach to get more out of less. Instead, he's getting less out of more. And now they just continue to add to that side of the ball. It doesn't move the needle for me. It's a big old meh. What say you at 412-928-9370? Do you like the trade? That's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. We'll get the lowdown on why Kyle Duggar was expendable by the New England Patriots from Christopher Price. He's covered the Pats for 21 years from the Boston Globe. He'll join us at 8:35. But don't you wonder why they've given up now on two safeties and the Steelers think, oh yeah, they'll be perfect fits for us? Because it hasn't played out that way with Peppers yet. 412-928-9370. If I'm Ben Charrington, and I would be for ADK, I'm not making trades with the Tampa Bay Rays because they fleece everybody. If I'm an NFL team, I'm not making trades with the Philadelphia Eagles because they fleece everybody. In the NFL, in addition to the New England to the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't know that I'm making a trade and bringing in another safety from a team where I already brought a safety in and that hasn't worked out, from a team that's in contention with a defensive-minded head coach. There's obviously stuff going on there between the Patriots and Kyle Duggar. Yeah, they needed to upgrade the position, I guess, with Deshaun Elliott being out now for a considerable amount of time. Mike Tomlin characterized it as week-to-week at his press conference yesterday. But he immediately goes on the IR as a corresponding move, according to reports. Like, that's a bad sign, clearly, for Deshaun Elliott. But you've already acquired a Jabril Peppers who's not playing for you. Now you go out and you get another New England Patriots safety. Sorry, not impressed. Are you? 412-928-9370. You think Mike Tomlin's going to use this guy correctly? Their best pass rusher, Nick Herbig, played 24 snaps on Sunday night. Alex Highsmith has been incredibly disappointing this year, and really since his contract extension, mostly due to injuries, but this year he just hasn't performed. They're playing the wrong guy. Darius Slay clearly can't cover anymore, and it took until the second half, really the fourth quarter, against the Green Bay Packers for Mike Tomlin to play a different player instead of him. We now think that Mike Tomlin is going to utilize Kyle Duggar correctly. It wouldn't shock me if they put him at free safety. So this is a big nothing burger for me. What say you? 412-928-9370. Do you like the trade? Do you think it helps the Steelers? We'll hear from you coming up next. And while Duggar is a talent upgrade, this might actually compound an issue that the Steelers have been having on the defensive side. We'll get into that a little bit more when we come back.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Communication is always strained in the secondary, particularly when you face with pre-snap shifts and motions. And so I'm not going to act like that's some earth-shattering statement. As I mentioned, when we were talking about tooling and retooling, that's a component of coaching that you'll always be urgent regarding pre-snap communication, because week in and week out, the adjustments change, the shifts and motions change based on offensive units, based on the talent within those offensive units, how you choose to deploy your people based on those things. And so there are alterations to communication and adjustments every week, and so there's always urgency there. We certainly can be better there, and we will.
Mike Tomlin talking about the defensive communication. Deshaun Elliott, according to reports, has been placed on IR. The Steelers have acquired Kyle Duggar, safety from the New England Patriots. They give up a sixth-round pick. In addition to Duggar, the Steelers get a seventh-round pick in the 2026 NFL Draft. Duggar was a second-round pick in 2022, played in 81 games, started 69 with the Patriots the last 5 years. Deshaun Elliott is an elite box safety. He comes downhill. He makes a ton of tackles in the running game. But the other key element that Deshaun Elliott brings to the table is that he gets things aligned on the back end. The Steelers have been bad from a communication standpoint all year long. They've undoubtedly been worse without that guy. Kyle Duggar's not going to fix that. Kyle Duggar's got to get on the quote-unquote moving train. Kyle Duggar has to learn the Steelers' defense. He's not going to walk in day one and be able to take over the responsibilities that Deshaun Elliott's had in that regard. As bad as it's been from a communication standpoint, I think that's going to continue, and Duggar's acquisition's not going to help. Do you like the trade? 412-928-9370. That's the Twitter poll. You can also give us a ring on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'm meh on it. I think that it made sense. They don't give up a ton. It's a low-risk move. Omar Khan couldn't just sit idly by and have Mike Tomlin continue to play Chuck Clark. So from those standpoints, okay, I get it. I guess I dig it. But I don't think this is going to take the Steelers from being a borderline playoff team, a borderline division champion, and push them over the edge. What do you think? 412-928-9370. I talk about getting on the moving train. The Steelers made two acquisitions at last year's deadline. They got Mike Williams, wide receiver. He caught 9 balls for 135 yards in 8 games. He barely played. He barely averaged a reception per game. They also acquired Preston Smith, who played 161 snaps in 8 games. Only 14% of the snaps at a position where you don't have to learn all that much. Go out there, set the edge, stop the run, get the quarterback. By the time Elliott comes off the IR, if it's 4 weeks, maybe at that point, Kyle Duggar will have jumped on that moving train. But I don't think he's going to be able to go out there and play 90% of the snaps. If he does, he would break the mold for the Steelers. They don't usually do that. Acquire a guy and play him a bunch. Jabril Peppers didn't play his first game with the Steelers. He only played on special teams in the next game. He only played in 13 snaps on Sunday night against the Green Bay Packers, despite the fact that Deshaun Elliott was lost for the game. So I don't think it's going to help all that much. Do you? 412-928-9370. There's also this. The Steelers' defense is 22nd in the NFL in opponent points per game, 30th in yards per game, 15th in points per play, 24th in yards per play allowed, 24th in third down conversions, 24th in fourth down conversions, and 17th in opponents' touchdowns allowed per game. The New England Patriots rank better in every single one of those statistical categories. Fourth in points per game allowed, ninth in opponents' yards per game, seventh in opponents' points per play, 10th in third down conversions, second and fourth down conversions. Why am I saying all this? They know what they're doing defensively. They're not spending $160 million a year on that side of the ball. The Steelers are, and the Steelers stink. The Patriots, they don't even scratch the surface in terms of paying their defense, and they're better across the board, and they said, we don't need Jabril Peppers. We don't need Kyle Duggar. One defense knows what it's doing, the other doesn't. One team is leading its division at 6-2 and thought that a safety was expendable. That doesn't make me feel all that good about this trade. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Texter, from Patriots to the Bengals, we hear it over and over again. We know what they're going to run. Throw as much money as you want on players, but it hasn't amounted to anything. That's exactly right. The Steelers added Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay and Brandon Echols this offseason. They drafted Derek Harmon in the first round. They added a nose tackle, Y.A. Black, in the fourth round. And the defense went from bad to worse. And now Kyle Duggar is supposed to save the day? Come on. And it's maddening that they continue to need to do this. That they continue to need to augment this defense. And I realize that injury is why they went out and got Kyle Duggar, because Deshaun Elliott's banged up. But the reason that they had to go and acquire Ramsey, and the reason that they had to acquire Echols, and the reason they had to acquire Slay, is because they haven't drafted and developed at the position good enough. Joey Porter Jr., case in point, basically a first-round pick, 32nd overall, has not developed one iota since walking into the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex on the south side. They keep adding pieces to this defense. They keep spending money on this defense because for the last, roughly decade, they haven't drafted well enough on that side of the ball. Texter, you keep saying learn the defense. This is an elementary defense. Most can learn it in a week. Oh, really? Why isn't Jabril Peppers playing more? And that's not what Trey Essex said yesterday when he joined the show. And with all due respect to our wonderful texters, I'm going to take Trey Essex's opinion over yours. Texter, just figured the trade was a depth move, nothing more. Maybe you're right, and if that's the case, then why are people celebrating it so much on social media? We put out the Twitter poll. 75% of people are saying they like the trade. I saw Con Artist and Omar's coming and Con Man and Kong all over social media last night because they got the New England Patriots backup strong safety. And they added more money to this defense that has cost them $160 million. It's ridiculous. I get why Omar Khan did it. I just don't think this changes the Steelers all that much. I don't think this team goes from a 9-win team to a 10-win team because they added Kyle Duggar, or an 8-win team to a 9-win team, or a 10-win team to an 11-win team. I don't think it moves the needle at all. And I think people agree with me because the phone lines ain't popping. 412-928-9370 if you want to chime in. You could also text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You could tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. At the top of the 7 o'clock hour, Mike Tomlin's defense of Terrell Austin made me nauseous. Him throwing the Steelers' offense under the bus made me puke. But coming up next, the Penguins lost, but I think it's a loss you can celebrate. Why?
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'll tell you.
Now it's Hollander with a shot swallowed up by Sealer. Crosby in behind, tried to backhand one out. They score!
Death, taxes, Sidney Crosby scoring against the Philadelphia Flyers. Now his 57th goal against the hated cross-state rivals. And the Penguins salvaged a point. They lost against Philly. It always sucks to lose against Philly, particularly when the Penguins had been playing so well. But I think there are more positives, actually, to take out of this game than negatives. We'll get into that in a moment. People weighing in on the text line at 412-928-9370 about this Kyle Duggar trade. Texter writes in, "Crowley, you're a dumbass. The only person I've heard say that the Steelers' defense is complicated is Trey Essex. The opposition continues to say that it's predictable." Yes, here's the dirty little secret that's not so much of a secret about this Steelers' defense. It is predictable for the opposition and clearly difficult to grasp for the defensive players. Obviously. Because if it were easy to grasp, there would not be as many communication issues as there have been. Oh, going back forever? 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, "Crowley, you say that this trade doesn't move the needle for you. What's an example of a trade that would move the needle?" Well, I've been saying it for a couple of weeks now. I double down on offense. But I don't want to give up all that much to double down on offense because I don't think the team deserves it, if that makes sense. I like the Marquez Valdez-Scantling acquisition if that gets over the finish line, because you don't have to give up anything. It's a low risk potential reward kind of deal, and it helps an offense that I think is going to need to outscore people because the defense stinks. Like, if Deshaun Elliott's Steelers defense was giving up the most passing yards in the NFL, if Deshaun Elliott's Pittsburgh Steelers defense is among the worst pass defenses in the league, one of the worst scoring defenses in the league, one of the worst yardage-yielding defenses in the league, why would I think Kyle Duggar will fix that? So if they were to make a move for another wide receiver, if they got a Rashid Shaheed, if they got a Jacoby Myers, even though I wouldn't personally give up like a third-round draft pick for those dudes, I would say that those acquisitions would move the needle. It's 2025. The Steelers would then be saying, hey, we just need to outscore people. I would not mind that. But adding bit players, adding depth pieces, adding guys that are replaceable in New England to your defense, it just doesn't do it for me. Their trash is supposed to be your treasure? Right. By the way, the Patriots defense, which I gave the statistics on in the last segment, that ranks higher than the Steelers in every defensive statistical category, how many players can the average fan here in Pittsburgh list off that Patriots defense? Probably Christian Gonzalez, because the Steelers could have had him. He's been very good. The Steelers took Broderick Jones instead. Maybe Harold Landry, formerly a Tennessee, and then they paid Milton Williams a whole bunch of cash this offseason. You could probably name Spillane, too, because he was here, and he's flourished elsewhere. But it's a largely no-name defense. Tells me that Vrabel and company know what they're doing on that side of the ball a lot more than the Steelers do, and they gave you Kyle Duggar for a sixth-round pick. Doesn't get me all that excited. 412-928-9370. All right, back to the Penguins. So they lose last night in a shootout, but I think that's a game that they lose in regulation each of the last 3 years with Mike Sullivan at the helm, without a Ben Kindle. I thought the entire game shifted in the third period on one Ben Kindle shift. He was all over the ice. He possessed the puck. The Penguins had it in the offensive zone for 2+ minutes, and it tilted the ice for the rest of the game. The Penguins were awful for 50 minutes. There's no way around that. They're an older team, mostly. They played 3 games in 4 nights. They played their second game in back-to-back. The Flyers were rested. That's a schedule advantage for Philly, and it looked like it. The Penguins' power play, which has been great this season, looked as bad as it has all year long, and that's probably an understatement. But Ben Kindle shifted the game in the third period. Crosby got the equalizer, and you steal a point. If you're going to be a playoff team, you got to find a way to steal points when you're not playing well. Penguins didn't play well, and they got a point. If it weren't the Flyers, I think everyone would agree with me on that. Because it's the Flyers, it stings because you hate to lose to them. But if you're going to make the postseason and shock the world and surprise everybody, then you need to find a way to accrue points at times when you're not playing good hockey. And the Penguins didn't just play poor hockey. They played terrible hockey for most of the night. Artur Shelov deserves a ton of credit for getting them that point. He stopped 32 of 34 shots. I thought his second goal allowed was a softie, but he more than made up for it by stonewalling the Flyers time and time again. They got to do something about him in the shootout, though. 5 of 6 skaters have scored on him in the shootout, and he's looked out to lunch on each and every one of those 5 goals allowed. I mean, he is not a good shootout goaltender at all. And so I say, if you are a team that makes the postseason, you have to find a way to stack points in games where you're not at your best. If you're going to be a postseason team, you also are eventually going to need to not lose every damn shootout. Both things can be true. I mentioned the power play being bad. They were 0 for 4, including a failed 4-on-3 in overtime. I thought Carlson in 5-on-5 situations was terrible. I thought he was worse on the power play. That was as poor a game as he's played all season. He looked like last year's Erik Karlsson. Chris Letang had a turnover that led to that second Philadelphia Flyers goal. I didn't think Crosby was particularly at his best last night, and yet he still scored, and they got the point. Malkin, careless with the puck, took one bad penalty and then a necessary one in overtime. And I'll tell you who stinks is Matt Dumba. 2 penalties against. Every time he was on the ice, good things were happening for Philly. But that said, you ain't going to win them all. And to get a point when you stink, you put it in your back pocket, and you move on to play Minnesota on Thursday. Your thoughts on Penguins Flyers from last night, 412-928-9370. Penguins have a big-time decision to make on one Ben Kindle. We'll get into that coming up next. We've got some calls coming in on the Steelers, which we'll get to when we return at 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Penguins lose in a shootout to the hated Flyers last night. A texter writes in, they lost in overtime, not a shootout. To which I replied, did you turn it off before they waved the goal off? And they reply, ah, that must be it. I was starting to worry about myself. Thanks. I wonder how many TVs across Western PA were turned off in disgust when that puck beat Shelov's in OT, only to wake up to find out, boy, did you miss a Donnybrook? You missed a brouhaha. The fisticuffs. Trevor Zegras went all Philadelphia Flyer on Noel Achari, shoving him from behind, punching him in the face, ripped his helmet off. It was a melee between OT and the shootout. And Sidney Crosby got tossed because he jumped onto the ice when he wasn't supposed to be out there. He couldn't partake in the shootout. And the same thing with Zegras. Zegras, the best shootout guy in the league, and Sidney Crosby is obviously Sidney Crosby. So if you turned off your television in disgust, you missed a whole hell of a lot. I hate the Flyers because it always devolves into Flyer stuff. They're Flyer scum. Year in, year out, the names change. But if you're wearing that orange, you're an ass. Good on the Penguins to battle back and get a point. Ben Kindle has now played in 9 games. That means the Penguins got to make a decision. He can either stay up here at the NHL level for the remainder of the season, or he has to be sent down to Major Junior. It's an archaic, idiotic rule for the NHL. If you are a teenager, you get your tryout. If you play more than 9 games, you can't go to the AHL. You got to go down to Major Junior. So they now have a decision to make on Ben Kindle. I'm guessing he stays up. He was a big-time catalyst for why they got a point even at all last night. He's been really good, I think. He had a bad game against the Blues, but other than that, he's been really good. He bounced back in a big way last night, as I've mentioned. I think he remains. Brunick also was bad against the Blues. He got sat down, and Owen Pickering was called up, and he played. Brunick's only played 7 games. So they've got 2 more games on him before they got to make the decision. I didn't like benching him last night. I don't know that they would call it a benching, but again, he didn't play well against St. Louis. I like getting a rook right back out there and see if he can bounce back like Kindle did. I get the feeling that they might send him to Major Junior. I hope that's not the case. I'd play him, I'd play Brunick, I'd play Kindle most nights, and I would play Dumba very little because he committed 2 penalties last night, and every time he was on the ice, the Penguins seemingly got hemmed in their own zone. 412-928-9370. Mike in Fort Wayne. Good morning.
Hey, man. Good morning. Man, I just have a sick feeling in my stomach after that press conference yesterday. And I'm with you. I don't think this guy's going to make much of a difference. I think if it was the best safety in the league, I don't think it would make a difference because...
Yeah, they arguably had that guy. His name was Micah Fitzpatrick, and they didn't use him right.
Right. Because he was helping out on the middle of the field because it's wide open all the time. He was cheating in the middle of the field all the time. That's what happened to him. But when they asked Tomlin yesterday about the scheme, questioning the scheme... Right there, you're like, man, that answer saying that basically there's nothing wrong with the scheme, the players just got to play it. I'm like, oh, man.
His solution, Mike, is work harder, play better.
Well, he doesn't have a plan B, Crowley.
Correct.
He does not. And here's where he lost me. Mike Tomlin, where he really lost me was this going back. When he brought in Sean Spence, that told me the guy doesn't have a plan B. It's just plug and play and hope the guys can play my scheme. But we don't have guys like James Harrison or Ryan Shazier that can mask the deficiencies.
No, and Troy Polamalu did that when Tomlin took over the defense as well. Thank you for the call, Mike. You can chime in at 412-928-9370. We're going to get into some of Mike Tomlin's comments from the press conference in the 7 o'clock hour. But just so that I stay on what Mike wanted to talk about here, Tomlin made it seem like the defense played well against the Packers, save for the 33-yard pass where I think that Juan Thornhill still suspended in midair, and the 59-yarder, which is the play that Deshaun Elliott got hurt. He made it seem like it was 2 big plays that accounted for 100 of their 400-plus yards, and apart from that, the defense played well. How about the fact that the quarterback completed 20 consecutive passes, Mike? He didn't reference that post game. He didn't reference it yesterday. It wasn't just 2 big plays. It wasn't just not getting off the field on third downs. You literally let a quarterback do something that only Brett Favre had done in a Packers uniform. A quarterback had a historic day against you, throwing for over 350, 20 consecutive passes, no turnovers, you didn't sack him once. That had never been done before in the history of the league. But no, Mike, it was just two plays. Texter, Crowley, you're going off this week. I love it. Keep going. Thank you. Your encouragement means a lot, and it will spur me on. Spur is the word I was looking for there. Coming up next, what is with all the media now coming to the defense of Terrell Austin? I love Tim. He wrote a column in the Trib defending Terrell Austin, in a way. Pony and Mueller yesterday, in a way, defending Terrell Austin. I don't get it. We'll get to that next. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.